This is Roberta Foster, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. And today I welcome Larry Duggar to Author's Corner. He has written the book, When Good People Make Bad Choices, which is published by Endgame Press, and he'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me tell you a little bit about Larry. He is a lead pastor at Family Church in Lebanon, Missouri, where he speaks to thousands each week through teaching, writing, social media, and television. He is the best-selling and award-winning author of other books, including 40 Days to Defeat Your Past. And he lives just north of us in Lebanon in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri. So, Larry, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, Roberta. So glad to be here.
So was there something specific that took place that motivated you to write this book, or why did you feel it was important to do so?
Yeah, well, first of all, I've made a lot of bad choices.
No.
And, you know, I have. I know that's hard to believe, but I've been a pastor for 35 years, and even in those 35 years of pastoring and having a close relationship with the Lord, I still, you know, made some really stupid decisions. And so I think a lot of the book is just straight out of my life.
And so do you break down the book as far as different types of bad choices made, or how did you compile it?
We do. I was the administrator at a Christian counseling center for about 10 years and saw thousands of clients during that time. And when I was there, I began to notice these patterns. People who loved God, who had a good relationship with God, were still sometimes making these decisions that were wrecking their life. And so I wrote down about 10 different things that I most often saw wreaking havoc in the hearts of God's people. And so in the book, we talk about that list. We talk about lust. We talk about worldliness, gossip, pride, revenge, jealousy, betrayal, lying. I mean, just all the things that, you know, that we are prone to do as humans. And so that's kind of where the heart of the book came from, was just me watching all these people who love Jesus make these choices that were sabotaging their lives. And I thought, you know what? We got to fix that.
That's a great, great idea. So the first chapter is on lust. Is that something mm-hmm. that you found to be one of the most prevalent issues? Or did you put these chapters like in order of frequency? Or how did you make that decision?
Well, I definitely think, you know, there are some choices that we're all more susceptible to.
Mm-hmm.
Lust is one of those. When people think about lust, sometimes they think about sexual sin. But if you look in the Bible, lust is just any strong desire for something that God says, hey, that's not good for you. So in chapter one, we talk about, you know, what is it in your life that is in control, you know, the thing that you think you can't live without. That sometimes causes you to make these choices that bring severe consequences. So they're really not listed in any order, but I do think, you know, I'm definitely more vulnerable to things like gossip or maybe revenge when someone hurts me or does something, you know, or does something wrong to me than some of the others. But no matter where we are in our walk with God, I think everyone would see themselves in different parts of the book.
Absolutely. Some people may have the idea that when they come to Christ, they stop making bad decisions. But we have figured that out for ourselves, at least you and me, that's not the case, right?
No, it's not the case. And what I tell the people here, you know, that I pastor, I'm like, you know what? Your spirit gets born again. And your mind gets renewed, but your flesh never gets saved, you know? And so you're going to have to fight this flesh until you're ready to lay it down and go to heaven. And, you know, just because we love Jesus doesn't mean that our flesh is just going to roll over and say, okay, I give up. In fact, you know, sometimes our flesh fights even harder and can drag us into stuff that we never even imagined. that we would be pulled into. There's a chapter in the book about relaxed convictions. And we go through the story of David and Bathsheba.
Okay.
You know, here's David, the man after God's own heart, who makes this incredibly ridiculous decision, completely out of his character, because he laid his convictions down that night, and it cost him. I think we're all, you know, I think we're all vulnerable to that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you mentioned gossip as one of the chapters that you write about in the book. And that's one that I'm not sure that I have a good understanding of what that is and why, not why, but how to avoid being a gossiper.
Yeah, that is actually one of my favorite chapters. There's a story in the Old Testament about Noah that a lot of people kind of forget is in there. And Noah gets drunk, and we don't know, you know, maybe if he had a hard day of boat building and he just had one too many, or like, we don't know why he's drunk, but he's drunk. And he's in his tent, and he's actually on the floor naked, and one of his sons named Ham comes in and sees his dad, you know, on the floor naked and drunk, and Ham was a gossip, and he immediately runs outside and starts telling everybody about Noah, and he runs into his two brothers, Shem and Japheth, and he's like, man, you're not going to believe this. You know, dad is in the tent, he's naked, he's drunk, you know, he's gossiping. And I love the story, because Shem and Japheth, they go to the tent of their father, they take a blanket, and they stretch it out between them, and they walk in backwards, so that they don't see their father's nakedness, and then they cover him up. And they walk out. And so instead of spreading the matter all over town, they had their dad's back, you know. They covered him. And the Bible says, you know, that Ham went on to be cursed, and Shem and Japheth went on to be blessed. And so, man, I take that very seriously. So, you know, my job as a follower of Jesus is, like, not to, I don't know, not to read a chapter of someone's life out loud that they don't want to be public knowledge, and to cover them, you know, have their back, not cover their sin, but cover them.
Wonderful. Great example. Well, today I'm talking with Larry Duggar about his book, When Good People Make Bad Choices. It's published by Endgame Press, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. So, Larry, your book includes how to avoid the same bad decisions in the future that we made in the past, but also how to recognize a bad decision before we have made it. Is that two different skill sets or the same one?
Yeah, I think they go hand in hand.
Okay.
And sometimes we do these things because we don't think it through to the end. We think about the payoff, but we don't think about the payback. And in the book, what I tried to do, I'm also a professional counselor. What I tried to do is go into the Bible, find someone who made a bad choice, and then get into their head to figure out why they did it. You know, what was going on? What was their thought process whenever they made this choice? And then walk the reader through the choice, through the consequence, and then through the way out. And one of the things I say in the very beginning is, hey, you know, we don't want you to make bad choices, and hopefully this book will help you not make them. But if you have, here's how you can get out. Here's the way out for you, so that you don't have to stay stuck in where you've been. And one of the things people often ask me is, like, well, you know, Larry, when I make a bad choice, what do I do next? What's the next step? How do I go from there? And my answer is always the same. It's like, first of all, you have to own that you were the one that made the choice. That means you stop making excuses. You stop blaming the people that are around you. You own the fact that you made the choice. And then once you own it, now you're ready to invite God into it, you know? And when God is invited into it, and you have owned the fact that it was your choice, and there's no one to blame but yourself, then I think that's when healing starts. That's when you can start to recover and move out. So, you know, move out of that place of pain. So owning it, definitely something we have to do. Inviting God into it, definitely something we have to do. But then sometimes we have to go back and repair, you know, some of the damage. that we've done. And I know I've had to do that. You know, I'm 50 years old and I've had to go to people and say, look, I'm sorry. I just dropped the ball. I blew it, you know, and I need you to forgive me. And then we can move forward.
Mm-hmm. One of the most comforting verses in scripture is 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us. But the part that I really love about that is that he then cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And I can see where you have to own it. You have to recognize it as being our mistake before we can actually get to that place of confessing it, being forgiven, and then walking in the freedom that we now have again in Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important. You know, we can't change what we don't acknowledge. And sometimes it's hard to come before the Lord and actually admit, you know, that we've made a bad choice, because maybe we're a Sunday school teacher. You know, maybe we're the discipleship pastor at our church, or maybe we're the lead pastor at our church. And it's so hard. There's a chapter in the book on pride, and I talk about how that your way is not Yahweh. You know, and sometimes we have to just swallow our pride, you know, and go before the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, I didn't intend to be in this spot, and I didn't intend to make the kind of choices that have created this much chaos, but you know what? I did it, and I'm sorry, and I need help. And man, Roberta, when we pray that prayer, let me tell you, he is waiting on the edge of his seat to come and say, finally, you invited me into that, and I'll fix it, and he does.
Well, I turned into the chapter called Relaxed Convictions, and I was just looking that at the end of each chapter, you have these reflection questions. I was particularly impressed just by looking at this on page 61. You give helpful tips on how to avoid, like this is called Avoiding an Affair, and you have 10 different suggestions on how to avoid that. So do you provide such helpful tips throughout each chapter?
We do. At the end of each chapter, there's a reflection journal, and in that journal, there are some different questions that you need to ask yourself about the information that you just read. And then I encourage, you know, don't be afraid to open up and bleed on the pages, you know, just be honest about the condition of your life. So we ask those hard questions like, okay, where are you at with this behavior? What do you need to change? What do you need to do? But not only that, we provide scripture, you know, because I believe, you know, God's word is the answer.
Yes.
Whatever the problem is, God's word is the answer. So we not only, you know, talk about the bad choice and what happened and how to get out. At the end, we give you the scriptures that you need. So that you can, sometimes I like to pray through those scriptures. Sometimes I like to just digest the information and then pray, okay, Holy Spirit, what changes do I need to make so that my life is more lined up with the word in this area? So yeah, each chapter has its own set of questions, its own set of answers at the very end. And that's why I feel like it's really important to work the process. Like, don't just read every chapter. Read one chapter and then go through the workbook portion so that you can get the maximum value.
Well, today I've been talking with Larry Duggar. He wrote the book, When Good People Make Bad Choices. So, Larry, tell our listeners how they can find out more about this book and the others you've written.
Yeah, well, the best place is usually Amazon. You can go there and just type in Larry Duggar books, and all of my books will come up there. Endgamepress.com is another place. Anywhere books are sold, you can find me.
All righty. So one more time, the book is When Good People Make Bad Choices, written by Larry Duggar, and we certainly do thank Endgame Press for giving us a copy of the book to talk about. Larry, it's been very informative talking with you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I enjoyed it so much.
And to our listeners, we appreciate you tuning in. And if you missed any part of today's interview, or there's so much in it that you'd like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through kneo.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join us again next time.